Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast, whatever that means.
Well, it's that time of the year where it's a bit cold, and I'm a bit of a cold frog.
I don't know how. I'm not a fan of these, but you're a massive fan, which is funny.
You don't ever use it?
Never. I find them really uncomfortable.
Do you?
Even in the southern states of Victoria and Tasmania, could not think of anything worse. But so many people love them.
Well, you're not a fan of the heater in the car either.
No.
Right? But it's lecky blanky weather.
Right.
I think as I grew up with them, with Mum always having the electric blanket on, I'm a cold frog like Mum. And is it a woman thing? Because we always have cold feet and hands, women.
Were you a fan of an electric blanket?
No, I never did, no. But I know that my wife, Tracy, is always putting blankets over herself just on the couch.
But not an electric one, though.
No.
I even have one that you put over yourself on the couch that's a lecky blanky. It's a zebra one. Print. No, but I think I call it my winter boyfriend. Mm-hmm. No, I'm in bed. Yeah. You guys get to cuddle someone.
No, we don't. Trust me.
You don't even in bed?
No.
Not even a spoon?
No.
Oh,
please, no. Nah.
Okay.
I just right on the edge of the bed.
Really?
Like, oh, easily.
Really?
Yeah, there's a good 3 metres between us.
How do you get warm then? What, do you get in there and, you know, you do like you're a kid and you make your legs go crazy in there and get some static electricity going and no?
No, just warm.
Have you got a body pillow?
I'm just a hot water bottle.
I think it's
fine. I don't know.
I think body pillows can get a bit wrong.
Anyway.
So, the electric blanket. And I had it on 2 last night. Not 3. 2. It was cold.
What does it go up to? 3.
3.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
So you know what that means? That my phone gets overridden with photos of the electric blanket. Do you want to see my one this morning?
Yes.
Photo gallery in winter is so much fun. There's so many amazing photos. So it normally goes from the stovetop, which if I use it the night before, I always get OCD that it's on in the morning.
Didn't you use it last night?
No, but I still checked it. But look. And have a look at this switch. I haven't even filtered it or put any kind of colouring or light or different kind of light or any filters on it.
Yep.
Isn't it attractive as it is?
It is very good.
It is as
good.
It is, yeah.
Can you just check it's off?
It is.
Yeah, no, it's off. It's down the bottom.
Down to 0.
There we go.
And the red light is not on, which means it's off.
It's off. You sure?
Yep.
Done?
Done.
There we go. So there's my winter gallery of, which will be interesting because you know when you're scrolling for a photo and people quickly look at your phone as you're scrolling in your camera roll?
Yeah,
yes.
People always go, why is there a million photos of an electric blanket switch?
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold.
And look, prepping for a marathon, something I've never done before, 42 kilometres. I thought, you know what? I'll get a little bit of advice because normally I just go and do something and just have a crack and see how far I can go.
You're a freak, but you have to train for this one.
And that's what I thought. I thought I'd do a little bit of training. I'm getting some advice from a pro runner, a physio from Pogo, which is a local physio here up at the Supercentre.
Huh.
And Brad Beer, of course, went there for his last name. And it's interesting because you learn so much more about just the art of running. There's a lot more science to it, and you understand why when you look at some of the marathons. And it's interesting because... we all have different body shapes and sizes and styles.
Careful.
I am very nervous.
No, don't be nervous. And I thought, okay, so, going to see Brad for the first time there, and he said, well, I'll talk you through the different body styles. And when I went there, I thought, okay, let's start talking a little bit about running.
Well, I'm used to the 1%ers being tackles, shepherds, chasers, all those little things that pretty much build a football team. But, Brad, you're telling me 1%ers are a little bit different for a marathon.
Spider, the 1%ers add up, particularly for that last back end of the marathon where, as we were talking about today, you know, it can either be a nice experience or a more than painful one. It's always going to be a great experience when you cross the line. But the 1%ers can be things, Spider, like, you know, just basics, making sure you've got the right shoes on your feet. Your techniques, you know, as it can be, where it's efficient as it can be, not overstriding, little things like that can make the world of difference. And then, you know, with your running body.
Has everybody got a running body?
Everyone's got different bodies. You've got flippies, floppies and stiffies. That's, you know, just your genetic...
We are talking running.
We're talking running.
Yeah, okay.
You know, your genetic mobility status. You need to know if you're a floppy or a stiffy. And if you're a stiffy, you might, for example, need to do a bit more stretching. If you're a floppy, you tend to need to do a little bit more strengthening.
And what am I? Am I a floppy or a stretchy or a...
You're a floppy.
Always nice to know. Nice to know.
What is going on?
Well, I want to know. What do you think? Are you a flippy, floppy or a stiffy, Bridge?
So, well, flippy is... I want to know what Matt Sherving is. No, what is it? What's
You're a bit of a flippy, I think.
What's a flippy?
Owl's a stiffy.
So, hang on. A stiffy needs more stretching.
Yeah.
And a floppy needs more... conditioning.
Weights, yeah.
Like, I'm a floppy.
And a flippy's in between.
You're a
stiffy because you need stretching. Yeah. But I reckon over the last 40 years, I've been a flippy, floppy and stretchy and stiffy.
At 5:30 every morning, we do a thing called Crack at Dawn.
Yes.
And we mix it up, and at the moment we are doing the Real Man series, working out what real men should and shouldn't do.
The list is extensive.
Yeah.
I just can't believe how much thought. And you try and tell us women that you're simple and that we're the ones that are high maintenance.
No,
not when it comes to the Real Man series.
And when you look into it, we are complicated.
Yes, you are.
This morning's question was...
Do real men eat soup?
I have never had a man... that I have gone out with.
Yes.
Refuse my soup. I'm the best soup cookerer. I've even at my zucchini and parmesan, my asparagus and minted pea.
I was going to be really mean. They didn't hang around for the second bowl.
Excuse me.
No, don't. That's...
Excuse me.
No,
do you know how many people that I have actually dated, we've had lovely relationships, that still to this day text and call me and go, I miss your soups and I miss your breakfasts.
Oh.
And I go, that's good to know, but never getting it again.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm not a fan.
I date a guy for a week.
No.
Come on.
No.
At least 2 months.
So we're trying to work out, do real men have soup?
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Excuse me. Why am I saying excuse me a lot?
I don't know.
You say you have pumpkin.
No, I say if that was the only thing left and there was the only soup I would eat would be pumpkin soup, but I don't, I'm saying it.
Butternut.
Real men don't eat soup. Straight out. Dave in Carrara, what do you reckon?
Yes, mate. Have had a nice Ben Ham soup. And the best of all, the nice clam chowder.
Oh.
The clam chowder, mate. Now, come on.
Where do you...
want a good one?
Yeah, where's a good clam chowder?
Emerald Lodge Golf Club. Do the best clam chowder on the Gold Coast.
Yes, yes.
Is that popular? They even do a half clam chowder soup, a smaller one.
See, after you commentate the Suns, you just go across the road to the Emerald Lakes Golf Club and get a bit of clam chowder.
My old man put me off soup years and years ago because he used to make a massive big pot of it.
Yeah, with a big hock of clam.
Yeah, big. But then he put his socks in it. I don't know.
What?
No, okay. He didn't.
Thank you, David.
Yes, he did.
Peter Senior,
poppies, they call
him.
He
didn't put socks in it.
You ring him and ask him.
Oh,
don't
wow.
ring him now because undies. My mum undies will get pretty young, angry. It's that early. Anyway, Peter, Clear Island Waters.
It's
to real men.
It's different, isn't it?
To real men eat soup.
Of course they do.
Yes.
Of course they do. Exactly right.
What kind of soup?
Maria. Hey, what kind of soup? I eat any soup. I'm an interstate truck driver, and the quickest, easiest meal is a nice warm soup.
Oh, look at that. What's your favourite?
My favourite? Ben Ham.
Oh, and you're a truck driver and you own it.
I love
it. That's it.
On your Peter.
Well, see, okay. You can put it in a thermos in the truck.
No.
Come on. Robert and Labrador, do real men eat soup?
Of course they do.
Thank you. Thank you,
any
Robert.
Type of soup?
No, I like pumpkin soup with a bit of toast.
Oh, yeah.
Simple, keeping
pumpkin,
it simple.
Pumpkin.
Gary Megan from Channel 10's MasterChef.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do real men have soup, Gary?
I think they do, but it's out of a mug. Standing next to your car.
Oh.
Scratching your forehead with an oily hand.
So real men, they don't have soup in a bowl. It's going to be in a mug.
Yeah, you don't need a spoon. Because what are you going to do with the spanner? Can't hold that as well, can you?
Oh.
And then you go, Dale, can I have another one?
Top her up.
Oh, that was delicious. What was it? It was the castle, wasn't it? Oh, that's good. What was it? Delicious? What do you call that?
Yeah, yeah.
Victoria sponge, like.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.